Expert birdwatcher and researcher Kirsten Pearson got a little more audience participation than she perhaps bargained for at a recent presentation on introductory birding in Cochrane. This was the third in the series of information sessions sponsored by the Cochrane Environmental Action Committee. For the past several years, Pearson has coordinated the Cochrane Bird Count that is held annually in late December. The well-attended presentation touched all the bases. What details to look for to identify a bird, basic equipment, resource material, websites and apps, and some prime bird sighting locations. Prospective bird nerds learned all about the many species of birds you can see in Alberta and where, when and how to spot them. The tools of the trade include a basic knowledge of anatomy, field guides, binoculars, and helpful technology. Don't scrimp on the cost of good binoculars, she advised, as you get what you pay for. Better brands will be less susceptible to fogging and will generally have a better warranty. She noted Carburn Park in Calgary and John E. Poole Wetlands in St. Albert as prime birdwatching locations. Carburn Park, across the Deerfoot from the Deerfoot Mall, is home to a resident pair of bald eagles. Pearson started birding as a young girl, and is passionate about her chosen career. She made a point of touching on birder etiquette. Always observe private property and avoid going off trail in parks. She said although many migratory species are relaxing in warmer climes right now, there are hardy birds to spot here year-round, like nuthatches, chickadees, woodpeckers, a lot of our owls, and some raptors. The best time for birding is early morning, Pearson said somewhat apologetically. The reason for that is their songs carry the farthest when the air is coolest, so that's why you get the dawn chorus that everyone knows about. It's less energetically expensive for a male to sing, so he gets more bang for his buck, she said. She said there aren't many hobbies where practitioners can get as good as professionals on their own, with no formal training. It's one of the best hobbies around. You can do it year-round, literally anywhere, even in places you don't think you'll find birds, you will find them, she said. It's wonderful. Prize student Pearson had no trouble convincing 9-year-old Luke Goodall, who seems likely to follow in her ornithological footsteps. Young Luke left the distinct impression he might be taking her job someday. Someday soon, actually. To the amusement of the crowd, and Pearson, he could barely contain himself from calling out the names of all the different species she showed on screen during her practice session. Before she could provide hints for the other audience members to try identifying the birds, Luke would blurt out the names: Swainson's hawk, American goldfinch, common goldeneye, American widgeon, American avocet. Pearson couldn't help eventually high-fiving her prize student. In a subsequent interview with the Eagle, Luke was just as enthusiastic, proudly saying he now has 9 notebooks, all filled with bird stuff. He has 958 different species on his list of confirmed sightings, this after only 6 years with the binoculars. Yes, he started when he was 3. Some of the birds are from the UK, but I think that still counts, he said. Those sightings took place on regular summer vacations with his grandparents, who turned him on to the hobby. They started me off and I like birds, he said. The Glenbow School grade 3 student said he sometimes goes out with his binoculars in his Riversong backyard for 3 hours at a time, or to Kananaskis. He said the avocet is one of the most odd-looking birds he has in his book. Luke said his friends at Glenbow School know he's an avid birder. He's trying to get one friend in particular hooked on the hobby, sometimes at recess. My friend Sebastian, I got him a bird book for Christmas, so that was good. He's trying to not go overboard with recruiting friends to join the Bird Nerd Club. Sometimes, when I'm in the mood. But sometimes I just play soccer with them. He said he'd like to see someone start a birding club in Cochrane, so he could share some of his secret spots with them. Birding resources. Pearson listed off a number of recommended resources for aspiring birders. For those interested in exploring birding as a possible hobby, Pearson recommended the Sibley Field Guide to Birds of Western North America. Apps, websites such as eBird or iNaturalist can be used to track sightings. Other useful websites mentioned were birdscanada.org and calgarybirdbandingsociety.org. Helpful apps include Sibley Birds App Volume 2, Peterson Birds of North America, and Merlin Bird ID. Pearson is teaching a birdwatching course this summer through the City of Calgary. Anyone interested in learning and sharing in the community of fellow birders can join Nature Calgary's Bird Study Group, which helps local birders develop their knowledge and skills. Members are active local birders of all skill levels keen to share their knowledge and experiences. The Bird Study Group meets on the first Wednesday of each month, except in June, July, and August, with speakers, announcements, quizzes, and information about birds. For more information, go to naturecalgary.com/birding.